With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says it's up to Russia now as the United States pushes for peace in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president welcomed Ukraine's acceptance of a 30-day ceasefire and said efforts now shift to talks with the Russians.
It's up to Russia now.
And he said if Moscow agrees.
Well, I think that would be 80% of the way to getting this horrible bloodbath finished. It's a bloodbath.
The president again made veiled threats of hitting Russia with new sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is openly challenging U.S. allies by increasing tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25%. As he vows to take back wealth he says was stolen by other countries, drawing quick retaliation from Europe and Canada. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says that negotiations continue.
Obviously, like everybody else, I'm disappointed to see global tariffs in relation to steel and aluminium. But we will take a pragmatic approach. We are, as he knows, negotiating an economic deal which covers and will include tariffs if we succeed. But we will keep all options on the table.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency has announced a series of actions to roll back landmark environmental regulations, including rules on pollution from coal-fired power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said Wednesday his actions will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and hidden taxes, lowering the cost of living for American families and reducing prices for such essentials as buying a car, heating your home, and operating a business. On Wall Street, the Dow was down by 82 points. The Nasdaq rose 212. This is SRN News. A new poll of Americans on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More major corporations are dropping diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that critics say promote the LGBT agenda and racism. Uber is one of the latest. The ride-hailing service has removed the DEI section from its 2024 annual report filed this month. Salesforce has done the same thing in its latest report. This is SRN News. It will continue to be an active year of state executions.
Six men have died by court-ordered executions so far this year, and 12 other people are scheduled to be executed in six states during the remainder of 2025. From Thursday through March 20th, three men are set to be executed in Arizona, Florida, and Oklahoma. The other states with scheduled executions this year, Ohio, Tennessee, and Texas. The most recent U.S. execution came Friday when Brad Sigmund died by firing squad in South Carolina. Sigmund, the second man to be executed in South Carolina this year. John Scott reporting.
About 50 cars and trucks that are part of Ford's Heritage Fleet are on display in Dearborn, Michigan. Some highlights include a series of Mustang performance vehicles and a 1938 V8 ambulance. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.